In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Q Code presents Baraska, starring Cole Sprouse, created by Rebecca Klingel.
Baraska is presented by Mint Mobile. Don't let big wireless providers scare you into a bad phone plan. Get affordable premium wireless service for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Baraska.
Kimber!
First Kyle Landy, now Kimber. You sure seem to be in the wrong business, son. You just keep getting people killed. Ah, quit your yelling. I tried to warn you. Enough theatrics.
You fucking murdered her!
You should know that I do regret that one. It's a real waste she's dead. Usually, I don't like redheads, but there was something about her. Like father, like son, I guess.
All right, Graham. This is a real nice reunion, but can we get on with it? I got shit to do today.
Shut the fuck up, Prescott. This is family business.
Sure.
Thanks, Ramirez. Ramirez just had an interesting idea. You're in for a real treat, Sam. Get him on his knees. How about we introduce your girlfriend to the shiny gentleman? Folks in town will get another party, and we can bury her where we've always intended.
No. Don't fucking touch her.
Oh, come on. It'll be fun. I'll let you hit the big red button. Kick off the next scream.
No. Please.
Don't beg.
I fucking hate you.
Now there's a bit of spirit. See, Sam, sometimes in life you just have to claim what's yours. Society allows for that, you know. Our operation may not work within the laws of the land, but we sure as hell work within the government.
Fuck you!
I'm starting to think you're not gonna come around. You say another word like that to me, and I'm going to execute you right here on your fucking knees.
Bullshit. If you wanted me dead, you would have already shot me. You need me. It's a pride thing. You want your son taking over your business. Another walker in charge.
I can make another son.
You could, but you want me. You want to break me. That way you win.
I've already won. I own you, kiddo.
But you can't kill me.
Maybe not. But I can break your ribs with a fucking bullet. You should have pulled that gun on me when you had the chance. Getting shot in a vest still hurts a hell of a lot, don't it, son? Worse than a kick with a steel-toed boot.
I heard the shot, but didn't feel it at first. I instinctively put my hands over the entry wound on my chest. Damn. I didn't have to feel it to know it was there. Sound was pulsating in and out of my ears, in time to my deceptively calm heartbeat. But through the waves of noise and silence, I could hear them all laughing. Then the pain hit.
Shit.
I knew I was going into shock. I pulled my hands away from my jacket and saw that they were covered in thick, warm blood. The laughing died immediately, and the sheriff took a step in my direction.
You're not wearing the vest?
Go fuck yourself, Dad.
By the time Graham put it all together and looked over at her, Kimber was already standing where they'd left her in the snow. She was staring at the sheriff down the sights of her favorite 45, and before anyone could react, Kimber squeezed the trigger and killed her monster. The bullet went through the sheriff's eye and out the back of his head, where it buried itself in the wood of the building behind him. Before his body even hit the ground, guns were pulled from every side, and the men loyal to tradition had taken control of the men loyal to Graham. Jimmy Prescott had somehow come through.
Holy fucking shit, kid! She had the bulletproof vest. That was a risky move. Motherfucker sure paid off. I said, God damn.
That's bleeding.
I think you're done for, kid. 9mm to the chest. Totally fatal.
Take the gun off, kid.
What? Beecham, what the fuck? Take the gun off the hero of the day.
What's wrong with her?
What? Nothing. She probably got a broken rib from the gunshot she took. Maybe a collapsed lung, depending on where it hit her. Shit, did you see Walker's face when he saw that girl pointing that gun at his head? That was fucking beautiful. He never expected that. Oh, you really talked all that shit and you weren't even armed? You had nothing on you? Damn, that's some wild shit. Are you sure you don't want to come work for me? Keep
your eyes on him. Fuck no.
Well then, I got some bad news for you, kid.
You never disappoint, Jimmy.
I know. I'm sorry, kid, but loose ends, I'm sure you understand.
Yeah. About loose ends. We got evidence on you and all of this. All the records to this place. We have them. They're on their way to the media.
What the fuck are you talking about?
CNN, BBC, Fox, everybody. We found it all on a hard drive. On the DHS intranet. The fucking high school, you sick bastard.
How do you know about that?
You fuck, Jimmy.
Shit. Get the fuck out of here. Everybody, get the fuck out. We're busted. The feds are coming. Destroy your phones. Nobody talks. Or I swear to God, I'll Epstein your ass. Get the fuck out of Missouri. Everybody, now.
Jim. Graham's dead. We held up our end of the deal. Where's Kyle? So it was all bullshit.
Oh, you fuckers will believe anything.
Go to the school. The hard drive is at Trisking High. Basement level. Probably where the computer lab is. You gotta get there fast in case they call my bluff.
The school, I'm on my way. Holy shit. You know, they always get to the bottom of these things, but they never get to the top, right? This is gonna be huge. Are you at the coordinates you sent me?
Yes. Send ambulances. Kimber's hurt. I'm hurt.
Got him. I'll get Lee on that while I head to the school for the hard drive. You guys okay? Sam.
Sam?
I've got a few more minutes until I can turn the car on again.
I know, but you need to know.
It's okay, Kimber.
I didn't mean what I said. I would never, ever swap you into Kyle's place. I lied. I've never once thought that.
It's okay.
There's no one else I would rather have by my side right now. I'm serious. Nobody. I mean it.
I'm sorry I couldn't protect Kyle. I'm sorry I got us into all of this in the first place.
Well, somebody had to do something. It shouldn't have had to be us.
Yeah, it shouldn't have been.
I'm just really scared, if I'm honest. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want you to die alone.
I don't want you to die at all.
I know you don't, but Sam, that's not your choice. Please tell me you hear what I'm saying. I need to do this, or I will never move on from any of it.
But at least you'd get the chance. If you come with me, you could die. You probably would die. 90% chance they kill us both.
But it'll be us together. You hear me, right?
You know I can't resist that face, Shortcake.
I'm serious.
I know you are. We're gonna need a hell of a plan.
So we're doing this? Together?
Yeah. Guess we are.
Thank you for not sidelining me.
Please, don't thank me, because I still think this is a very bad idea. So what are we gonna do?
I have a pitch. How good of an actor are you?
I got a good poker face. You, on the other hand.
I can do it. So, what if I let myself get caught?
Not liking that idea.
We could make them think I tagged along after you made me stay. They'll think I'm defenseless, and they'll discount me since you're the main attraction.
Wait. Don't know if any of that will be true.
Okay, so it's a gamble. But think of the payoff. This is our one chance to catch them by surprise. You take the vest, I take the gun.
No. You were taking the vest. Non-negotiable.
So what? I have the vest and the gun? Then what do you have?
His attention?
Well, now we're talking.
We're really gonna have to sell this. From the moment I step out of the car to leave for Baraska, we have to assume they're watching us. So act your ass off.
And you are going to have to agree to whatever Graham wants to avoid getting shot.
I have limits.
I know. And I'll shoot him before he makes you do anything horrible. I promise.
Shit. So much could go wrong. They could shoot you in the head.
Or shoot you, period. You're gonna have to play his game at least for a little while. Don't attack him right away. Just chill until I get an opportunity to shoot that motherfucker. This has to be played perfectly. Hey, Sam? Sam, stop nodding off. We have more to figure out. Sam, wake up.
Are you waking up? Mr. Walker? Can you hear me? Squeeze my hand if you can hear me. Take it slow. You're safe. Let me get the doctor.
God, you look terrible.
Leah. Holy shit.
Holy shit is right. How are you feeling?
Like I got shot.
Cute.
Kimber?
I've spoken to her. She's okay.
Good. Why are you here?
You're lucky I'm here. It really didn't look good. Your own father being the head honcho. You, with your record, being up there with him. The story's been picked up by major media, and the feds want blood. If it weren't for me, you'd be waking up handcuffed to the bed.
Then Eric found it. The records.
Oh, yeah. He found it. He found all of it. Names, dates, payoffs, deaths, everything. And the story is everywhere.
You told them everything I told you?
Yes. Between me and Vic, we were able to convince them you were a victim. I provided a hell of a lot of context.
So they believed you?
I'm credible, Sam. Unfortunately, you're not. But I have hired you a lawyer. She's outside. There's also a couple of feds that want to talk to you. I know, it hurts. I'm sorry about that. I convinced them not to give you morphine.
Fuck, that's right. I can't have that shit, can I?
Hello, Mr. Walker. I'm your attorney, Fawn Sawyer. These two gentlemen here are with the authorities, and they have a few questions to ask you. Even though you've only just regained consciousness after a major injury, and nothing you say can be used in court. Gentlemen.
Yes. Thank you, Miss Sawyer. Sam, I'm Agent Trapine, and this is Agent Grant. We're here because you were found near death at a crime scene along with a 27-year-old woman and the corpse of a county sheriff, along with over 100 victims of some pretty horrendous crimes against humanity.
And I told you...
Yes, Miss Dixon, we know, but we'd still like to hear from Sam. Can you comment on the events that led you to that location?
Where's Kimber?
She's in federal custody giving her own statement.
And all the women at Baraska? Or, I mean, the mine?
The victims have all been removed from the scene and are being treated at local hospitals. Those with more severe conditions are being treated elsewhere.
Sam, there's been some sensitive information leaked to the press. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about that, but I know a lot about everything else.
Would you be willing to make a recorded statement?
Fuck yes. I've been trying to get you guys to listen to me for years.
Actually, I think it's better if...
I want it all out there.
Very well. Proceed.
All right. Tell us about your father.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
You sure you're okay? You got shot on top of advanced hypothermia. You really should be lying down.
I need to see Kimber.
I get it. Just promise me you'll take it easy. And you really shouldn't be smoking, Sam.
Thanks for coming. After dealing with all this.
I told you from the beginning that I'd be on your side. But you're right. This would be a mess without me. I'm glad you're all right. She should be here any minute. I'm gonna go hunt down your liaison.
I was at base ops, just outside of town. The feds had erected giant tents on the tarmac of Trisking's abandoned airport. The runway was old and crumbling, but they were sure as hell landing shit here now. Grant had promised Kimber within the hour, and I nervously waited outside. I didn't think I'd ever get warm again, and I was too nervous to hide out inside. Leah told me they had to hold Kimber longer, since she'd admitted to killing a county sheriff. But Fawn promised me they wouldn't dream of charging Kimber with the crime.
Sam! Sorry, I forgot you got shot.
Well, you just reminded me.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
It's all right. How are you? You been okay?
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
We're cutting you two loose, for now. There's a Ford Explorer you can use parked off of Draper across from the mobile command unit. Here's the keys. Don't leave town, and don't talk to the media. Or the locals. Yeah, in fact, don't talk to anybody.
Got it. Thank you, Agent Trepine. How did you get out of the hospital so fast? I can't believe they discharged you.
I asked them to discharge me. Bullet didn't hit any major organs, and they needed the bed for the people coming in from Baraska. The hospitals are full. Everyone within 150 miles, and a mobile hospital, I was told.
Sam, you shouldn't have done that. Did they give you painkillers, at least?
Just over-the-counter stuff. It's pretty much all recovering addicts are allowed to have. Leah didn't let them give me anything else.
I like Leah, by the way. I saw her being interviewed on the news a couple times. She's definitely one of your champions.
What are they saying in the news? I heard they're treating like 132 victims.
That's about what they're reporting, yeah.
So they didn't tell you anything, huh? Get over on Hanover Street and head west.
The only thing anyone would tell me is that you were alive, and that's only because I started throwing cutlery at them. So catch me up.
Every major news outlet got a copy of the Baraska records on Friday. And the files were apparently very detailed. Open investigations were triggered across the map.
Fucking yes.
And they caught everybody that was on payroll, including Jimmy Prescott.
They caught him already?
Grant said he didn't even last a day.
What an asshole.
How are you feeling about the shot?
Okay. Good. I think I already processed that I'd kill him years ago. I'm not in shock or anything.
Good, okay. Turn right up here.
Where are we going?
You'll see.
Oh, come on. I'm so sick of surprises.
Left on Hamley.
I just can't believe we did it. We fucking did it, Sam. We beat them. It's insane.
Well, that was all you, shortcake. Guess you found your poker face after all.
Oh, getting shot helped. It fucking hurts. I mean, obviously not as much as getting shot without a bulletproof vest, but...
Drive down to the end of the street. We're looking for house number 345.
There. What is this place? It's really off-putting. Like a gothic-style house, I guess? What is this?
Park the car. It's a group home. The feds raided half the houses in Drisking, and Leah found him. She found him, Kay.
Oh my God. Oh God. Am I ready? I'm ready. But Sam, I heard Jimmy. He said...
I know what he said. But whether Kyle is brain dead or not, we're getting him out of here. And...
what? Tell me.
Contrary to Jimmy Prescott's last words, I don't believe anything. The Landys left town with just about everybody else in Drisking 2 days ago. They didn't take their oldest son with them? Just Parker? Grant ordered Kyle's nurse to stop giving him daily meds until they could get a hold of his doctor, who also skipped town with the rest of Drisking.
You're saying Kyle is inside and he's been off his meds for...
days. Which means if he has been sedated for all this time, like Jimmy said, he might not be anymore. There's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
Happy New Year, Kimber.
Happy New Year, Sam.
Let's go get our boy.
On a summer night, Douglas Wag Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, we're here for Kyle Landy.
Are you family?
Yes, we're family.
Really? Because Landy's family haven't visited once in all the years he's been here. Are you on his authorized visitation list?
Oh, I doubt it.
Listen, lady, we're coming in. You can try to stop us, but we're not—
I really don't care. Come on in. Everyone else has left town because of the scandal. I'm here alone, and it's a nightmare. He's in his room. Second door on the left, upstairs. Remember that Kyle is nonverbal, so don't expect him to talk to you or anything. If you want to bring him downstairs, let me know and I'll get the key to the elevator.
Okay, thanks.
I followed Kimber up the stairs. I tried to take deep, measured breaths, begging God, the universe, anyone that would listen to please let this be real. When I got to the top of the stairs, Kimber was standing in the open doorway of your room, as if she couldn't bear to go any further. She was crying softly into her hands, and when she turned and saw me, she shook her head.
I can't. I just can't, Sam.
It's okay. It's gonna be fine.
What if he's still... what if...
I moved Kimber aside and glanced into the room. You were in a wheelchair, which was facing the bed, and you were staring straight ahead at the wall in front of you. You didn't react to our voices or move in the slightest. I sat down on the edge of the bed in front of you. Your injuries had all healed, other than your nose, which was off-center as fuck, and not in a charming way, just so you know. Wearing flannel pants and a nondescript white t-shirt, your hair was long, and a red beard covered the bottom half of your face. Your eyes were fixed over my shoulder, looking at nothing. Kyle. It's Sam. Kyle. Show me you're in there. Move. Blink. Anything. Do something. Jimmy lied. He's gone. He's fucking gone, Kay.
Sam, stop. You didn't even give him a chance.
Kay, you can't. There had been almost no response. At one point, you'd worked to focus your eyes on me, but that was it. You were truly gone. I tried to get a hold of myself. Over the last 2 days, I had convinced myself that maybe we'd get you back. That maybe you were more than this soulless human shell. Now the truth just hurt even more. I stood by the window, watching the snow fall outside. We had come so far, but not far enough. We'd won in almost every conceivable way, on the barest of odds, but it still wasn't enough. I wanted more. I heard Kimber leave the doorway and turn to watch her sit in front of you.
I missed you so much, Kyle. Please, please tell me you can hear me. Please.
I turned back to the window, wondering what the fuck we were going to do next. Baraska had driven both of us for so long, and now that it was gone, I didn't know who we were, what we wanted, and who we were going to be without you. But then, I heard a voice that hadn't spoken since the day you told Jimmy Prescott to go fuck himself. 10 years before, on the now silent mountain.
Kimber.
Okay, Sam, no need to show off. We all know you're the champ.
No, he's not the champ. We're just letting him win because it's his birthday.
I can see you sweating, Eric.
You just can't lose gracefully, can you?
Oh, fuck off. I can't believe I made you breakfast in bed for your birthday.
You did?
No, he had a bag of bacon sandwiches delivered to my house this morning at 5 a.m.
It's the thought that counts, you ungrateful bastard.
Oh, yeah, just wait until your birthday.
So, how are you liking Seattle, Eric?
I think I love it. Feels like Chicago, but wetter. Also, you guys are here.
Aw, did you miss us?
Nice shot.
Of course. After everything we went through, and then the 18 months of trial, I feel like we've really bonded.
You should think about moving here.
Aw, Kimber. Are you saying I still have a shot?
You never had a shot.
Well, that's just mean. There's no way you can make that kind of combo shot. Ugh. Kimber was right. You are showing off.
I think Sam needs to play with a handicap.
Yeah, you need to start playing left-handed or something.
Sam, happy birthday.
Leah? Holy shit! You flew in for this?
Come on, Sam. I would miss your 30th. How have you been? I want the honest answer.
I'm good. Yeah, really. Some days are harder than others. Nightmares, sometimes panic attacks, but it's, I don't know. It's manageable.
How are Kyle and Kimber doing?
They're both stronger. Kyle still gets confused sometimes, but Kimber is a rock, as always.
Did she ever tell him about their genetic connection?
Yeah, he didn't care. They can't have kids anyway, and they really leaned on each other after everything. Thank you for fighting to keep our names out of the media, by the way.
That was all Thawne, but you're welcome. I'm sorry, this is way too heavy for your birthday. How's school going?
It's good. Probably my favorite part of the day, which blows my mind because it's school.
Doesn't surprise me in the slightest. You're a smart guy.
Speaking of school, how's your daughter?
She's great. Looking at colleges in New York, actually, which just kills me.
Well, it's not that far from Chicago, Mama Bear.
Now you sound like her. You're really doing okay out here? Really?
Definitely.
I'm glad. I'm gonna go get something to drink. And you better not open your present without me. I can't wait to see your face.
You know there's no way I can beat you at this point. It's hardly a game.
Oh, I already knew that.
Fuck. I need a drink. Where's Kyle?
Oh, he's just...
right fucking here. Little patience, Tucker. This place is packed as shit.
Ooh, is that my vodka soda?
Yes, love. And Sam's soda and my Kahlua on the rocks.
How do you drink so many of those? It's like straight cream.
It's like chocolate milk for adults. What's not to like?
It's heavy. That's all I'm saying.
Plus, it's fancy.
How the fuck is Kahlua fancy?
It's fancier than beer. Hey, look, it's in a lowball glass and everything. Plus, it's on the rocks. I look like the dude.
The dude is not... Jesus Christ, Kyle. Martinis are fancy, not Kahlua on the rocks.
Give me a break. I miss like a whole decade of culture. I'm essentially still a teenager.
You've been using that excuse for 2 years, you know.
Yeah, how long do you think you can get away with I'm still mentally a teenager?
I don't know. I mean, as long as you guys keep buying it, I guess.
We're not buying it.
I used to, but your humor never really matured.
And it likely never will.
I'm happy with that. I'm happy with a lot of things. I'm... happy.
You make me happy.
Kill it with that shit. It's my birthday, and I say no one's happy.
Aw, is Sam feeling left out?
Happy
God.
Birthday, man.
How are you so strong? Are you still in physical therapy, you atrophied freak?
Not atrophied anymore. Kimber's been working me out for years.
This is why I moved out.
You've only moved down 2 doors.
You guys, we're fucking 30. Crazy, right? I really honestly did not think I'd make it here most days.
But you did. We all did.
Well, some of us are limping over that line, to be fair.
It doesn't matter. We're still all here together.
Who would have thought? The 3 Kushketeers. All old as fuck college students together.
Hey, who'd you get for Trig 210, by the way?
Richards.
Shit, I had him for calculus last year.
But he's the one who gave you all that homework? Are you serious? Why didn't you tell me that when I was making my schedule, Dick?
Well, I didn't know you were gonna take Trig 210. You're a fucking communications student.
It's required. I fucking hate math. Hey, Kay, didn't you take Trig 210 last year?
No, hell no. You guys are 30. I'm not doing your homework.
Don't look at me. I already took the class.
Yeah. But who asked me to do the 3-hour edit on his case study last week?
Well, I didn't know it was gonna take 3 hours. I couldn't even figure out what they were asking me to do. It's not our fault that you are smarter than us.
Yeah, take pity on us, Kay. We're both in therapy twice a week, and I'm essentially still a teenager.
You have enough time outside of therapy, you twit. And you sure stress me out like a teenager.
See, Shortcake, that's exactly why I moved out.
I don't care if it's your birthday, I will trip you.
Better revenge would be to get the whole bar to sing happy birthday to him.
No. Come on. Haven't I suffered enough?
The man has a point.
You've gone soft, Kay. Fine. How about a toast, then? Or a dirty limerick?
A toast, thank you. Here's to the next 30 years being uneventful as fuck.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
Me too.
How are you doing? Are you happy, Sam?
Most days I'm pretty happy.
Most days is pretty good. We'll get there.
Yeah. I know we will.
Araska stars Cole Sprouse as Sam Walker. Sarah Yarkin as Kimber DeStaro, Beau Knapp as Eric Tucker, Mark Derwin as Graham Walker, Gary Galone as Officer Grigg, Aramis Knight as Mike Sutton, Sean McGuire as Jimmy Prescott, Nick Sagar as Officer Ramirez, Megan Gallagher as Leah Dixon, Daniel Weber as Kyle Landy, with additional performances by Sean Broyles, Chantal Williams, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Jeffrey Kennedy, Winston Story, Deanna Rooney. Written and created by Rebecca Klingel. Directed by Kristen Burke. Executive produced by Cole Sprouse, Rebecca Klingel, Rob Herding, David Henning, Sandra Yi Ling, and Michelle Zarati. Co-executive producer Xinyin Hiyu. Produced by Brandon Weisner. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley and David Tadashore. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, David Tadashore, and Gabe Birch. Edited by Neely Oftering. Additional editor, Ryan Walsh. Sound design by Christoph Classe and Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixer, Sarah Ma. Casting director, Meg Mormon and Sunday Bowling. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Omar Barahona. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Head production assistant, Nathan Yan. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Post coordinator, Emma Jacobson. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pinchen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Baraska is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2022 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Baraska is presented by Mint Mobile. Don't let big wireless providers scare you into a bad phone plan. Get affordable premium wireless service for just $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Baraska.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey, this is Eric Malinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.